USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is preparing to sit down at this hour with U.S. Senate Republicans who are having lunch with him on Capitol Hill. They'll be discussing the midterm elections and what they can get done before them, including immigration reform and renovating the nation's highways, bridges, rails, and airports. One of those Senate Republicans at the lunch is John Barrasso of Wyoming, still applauding President Trump for making the decision that saw the opening of a new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem yesterday.
President Trump delivered, and you could just see the signs yesterday in Jerusalem, bipartisan support for what the president has promised the people of the state of Israel.
He spoke this morning on Fox News. Meanwhile, Palestinians are protesting the move of the embassy to Jerusalem. Dozens were killed in clashes with Israeli forces yesterday, and the violence continues today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
This afternoon, President Trump will be delivering remarks at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service at the Capitol, honoring law enforcement officers who've been killed in the line of duty. First Lady Melania Trump remains hospitalized just outside Washington after undergoing kidney surgery yesterday. Her office says, quote, the procedure was successful and there were no complications. But CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta says they haven't released much information except to say that whatever was on her kidney was benign.
There are certain masses that are benign, meaning they're not cancerous, but they can still be dangerous. They could still be at risk of bleeding, for example. That could be why it's done. There's not as much information as we'd like to try and put these pieces together.
It's primary day in four U.S. states, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Idaho, and Nebraska. Voters will decide candidates for November's general elections. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Commerce Department says retail sales in the U.S. did rise by 0.3% last month. That's exactly the gain retail analysts had been predicting. Uber is no longer going to force passengers who say they've been sexually assaulted by drivers into arbitration. The ride-hailing company announcing it's changing its terms of service to help battle the culture of silence surrounding sexual violence.
This is a great victory, and it has been a long time coming.
That's Missouri's Republican Governor Eric Greitens after prosecutors announced they're dropping a criminal invasion of privacy charge against him. Greitens had been accused of taking a partially nude photograph of his hairdresser without her knowledge or permission.
This experience has been humbling, and I have emerged from it a changed man.
He still faces a charge of computer tampering for taking a donor list without permission, and on Friday, Missouri's legislature will have a special session to consider impeaching him. The actress best known for playing across from Superman has died at the age of 69.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me! Who's got you?
Margot Kidder, best known for playing Lois Lane in the original Superman movie, but she also did Broadway and had guest roles on TV shows like Smallville and Brothers and Sisters. Also suffering from bipolar disease, she was a mental health advocate as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.